Have you ever been cured? Have you ever experienced a cure? Whether it was because of the medical profession helping you out, maybe your own perseverance, change of life, change of things we were doing, maybe even just time, you could experience a cure. Now let me ask you another question. Have you ever been healed? In our gospel today, we hear of sort of two stories, 12-year-old daughter that's dying and a woman of 12 years of having bleeding. And it comes from the Gospel of Mark. A lot of people like the Gospel of Mark, not just because it's the shortest, but if the Gospel of Mark, he just tells stories. He doesn't give explanations like a lot of the other evangelists do in the other gospel. It's just story after story after story. And it's because we all know you can find love in stories. It gets to your heart. The story gets to your heart. Explanations don't. Stories do. So Mark fills us with stories about Jesus' life and his healings to tell us something. In our story today, we have kind of, it sounds kind of strange, we have like two overlapping stories, have we said. And it starts with Jairus, who is a synagogue official, who must have been listening to Jesus, must have heard Jesus before, and must have great confidence in him. Because he comes to Jesus and he says, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." As we hear that, we can imagine ourselves with one of our children at the point of death. We imagine the torment we would feel if there was no cure available for them. And we can imagine the desperation on which he asks Jesus, "Come, save my daughter." We can all feel that. And Jesus says, and Jairus says, that she may get well and live. Another translation of that is to be healed and saved. Come so that she be healed and saved. But I'll get back to Jairus in a moment, because as Jesus decides to go with him, his whole trip is interrupted. We start a new story. Now, Jairus and Jesus' story would have been a great story for us, but that's not what Mark does. As Jesus is going to Jairus' house, a woman comes, a woman that's had trouble for 12 years of bleeding. No one's been able to help her. And back in Jesus' time, and even ours today, blood is life. So she's 12 years of bleeding, 12 years of slowly her life leaving her. But that's not all. In Jesus' time, this woman would have been taboo. She wasn't supposed to be in the crowd. She wasn't supposed to be around other people. She's unclean. Jairus, a synagogue official, would have been the one that would have declared her unclean. And yet, in desperation, she comes to Jesus, knowing that if she just touches him, she will be cured. Mark throws this second sort of interruption in there to kind of tell us what Jesus' healing is like. That when Jesus heals us, not only can we be cured, but we can return to our lives. We are now made clean. And that's what happens when this woman, not only does she get better, but she's now going to be welcomed back into society. Her whole life is back to normal and better. Mark throws this kind of in the middle to tell us what Jesus' healing is like. And as I thought about it, that's not a bad definition of a miracle. A miracle is a cure plus a healing to see. But that diversion then seems to account for the daughter to die. Jesus stops, he heals this woman, but when they get to Jairus' house, they say, it's too late. Guys, took too much time, she's dead. No point in coming back, no point in coming in. Don't worry about it. How many of us have heard, it's too late? Too late for a cure, too late to fix it, too late to go back to the way it was. And we agonize again with Jairus as he's went out of his way in desperation to have Jesus come and help his daughter. But it's too late. It's too late. Then Jesus says to Jairus the words that we long to hear from Jesus. Do not be afraid, just have faith. Do not be afraid, Jairus. Just have faith. But what does Jesus want Jairus to have faith in? Is Jesus telling Jairus, don't worry, your daughter's dead, but she'll go to heaven? Just have faith. Or is Jesus saying, Jairus, don't worry, I'll bring her back. Just have faith. But Jesus doesn't exactly say what he's going to do. He says, just have faith. Jesus is telling us to not lose hope, even in our deepest sorrow. When things look completely black, do not be afraid. Just have faith. We may not get a cure, but Jesus says healing is always possible. So how do we absorb that? How do we get that? How do we do that to see? Our first reading tells us a little bit. It gives us that clue. It said God did not make death, which sounds kind of funny because we all die. But what that book of wisdom is telling us, that God's intention for us was not for us to live life, get sick, and die. That wasn't his intention for us. His intention when we were created was for us to be with him forever. And so Jesus goes in and sees Jairus and sees the people, and he says, she's not dead, she's just asleep. And they laugh at him. Jesus, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I always thought that kind of funny, because he could have just said she's dead and rose her, you know, he rose, raised Lazarus from the dead. Why doesn't he just say it's a greater miracle to say, hey, I'm going to bring her back from the dead? But that's not what Jesus says. She's not dead, she's asleep. There's a difference between cure and healing. Jesus is saying to us that Jairus' daughter could pass from death back to life in love. Or Jairus' daughter, who died, could go to heaven and be with God in love. The secret is that Jesus is telling us, to him, to Jesus, there is no difference between death and life. Imagine that profound thought. In the stories today, Jesus is telling us in his mind, we are with God. As you heard in our opening thing, we're his adopted children. So to Jesus, he doesn't care if we're alive or dead, because we're in God no matter what we're doing. Jesus says something so profound in today's readings that it's hard for us to capture it because Mark is just telling us a story. So let's get back to understanding that Jesus looks at life and death as the same thing for us. Let's get back to Jairus' words. He says, Jesus, help me. Help my daughter be healed and saved. And Jesus says, don't worry, have faith. A cure is something that's possible in this earthly world. By the wonders of medicine, again, by ourselves, by time, we can be cured. But healing is a divine acceptance of the grace of God. To be healed is a divine invitation. To be cured is an earthly one. To be deeply healed is to understand that life and death are a passage, all in God. And to be fully healed is to really be able to believe that there is absolutely no difference between life and death in God's eyes. You're the same to him now. You'll be the same to him when you go to heaven. Even in the face of no cure, when you're deeply healed, you're at peace. You can accept death because you know it's just a passage. When you're deeply healed, you are at peace with whatever's going on. Many of us have experienced a remarkable cure. We might even say a miracle. Many of us have not. We might even have been told that it's too late. There's nothing to do. We might know people where we were told that we love dearly. I'm sorry, it's too late. But for all of us, healing is still available. No matter what dis-ease you carry, whether it's something shallow and minor, but it's just annoying, or whether it's something in your mind that's mortal, a wound that's been going on for years, you can be healed. You can be healed. That's the message of today's gospel from Jesus. Whether or not you get cured or not, doesn't matter, because you can be healed through God. Jesus says, just don't be afraid. Just have faith. So if you're looking for healing, receive Jesus in the Eucharist like you're doing at Mass today. Let him open your heart. Let him heal your heart. Let him get rid of the corrosive emotion that's been eating you inside from your dis-ease. Accept that there might not be a cure for what you have, but you can be healed. Have faith, take the Eucharist, and accept Jesus. So come to Jesus and be healed.